Shots ring out in a ballroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the floor above. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, they've killed my love. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. But in a prison cell, but one. Patty C. And another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do it, he says. He throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register. I hope you understand. I saw him leave and he says and he stops. One of us had better hurry and call the cops. And so Patty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with the red light flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown. Had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down. When a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street, 'cause you wanna drive the heat. Bradley were just out prowling around. Saw two men running out, they looked like middleweights. They jumped into a white car without a state plate. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. Bring him to the hospital and take him upstairs. The wounded man looks up to his one dying eye. He said, why'd you bring him in here for? He ain't a guy. Here's the story of the game. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Later, the ghetto's on flame. Rubens in South America fight for his name. While Arthur Dexter Bradley still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for someone to blame. Remember you murder that you saw in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget that you are white. Arthur Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. Cops said a poor boy like you could use a break. We got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. We'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in stir. We want to pin this triple murder. with just one punch. But he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he said, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just to see you on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jail. When he tried to turn a man into a mouse. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary thumb. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he'd pull the trigger. And no, they could not produce the gun. The DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. Tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both baldly lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed doesn't help but make me feel ashamed. You live in a land where justice is a game. Free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. But in our prison cell, there was time he could have been the champion of